Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get a second date, we're going to bless you with $100. Who's on the phone this morning?
Hey, what's going on? It's John. Yeah, me and my girl Caroline, you know what I'm saying? We've been, you know, kicking it pretty strong for a couple of months, you know, to have some, you know, amazing dates and everything. And out of nowhere, she just stopped calling me, you know what I'm saying? I guess because, you know, when you get closer to a person, you start to reveal more about yourself and tell them some secrets, you know. And I think I might know what she's tripping about, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll do what we can. So are you and Caroline exclusive? Are y'all a couple or y'all just dating?
Oh, as far as I'm concerned, we a couple. I mean, she got everything I like.
Okay, John. I like that. You know what you want.
Do you got everything she like?
I believe I got everything she like, you know, but until I'm no different from her, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out what the real issue is, John. You obviously sound like you need to know, so we'll make sure we handle that for you today, okay?
Cool.
John, we're going to try our best to get Caroline on the phone. You're going to put your phone on mute. Don't say anything until we bring you in.
Okay, cool.
Jack, what's the consensus?
I mean, I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know, situations like this when the dudes call up and they don't really know what they did or
they act like.
Or they act like they don't know what they did. A lot of times, you know.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Caroline, please?
Hi, this is she.
Hey, Caroline. You sound like a professional woman. Do you have a few minutes to talk this morning?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouty, right here on Streets 94.5.
Hi.
How you doing, Caroline? You are definitely a feature on today's Second Date Update.
Y'all got me. What is going on?
Basically, there's a gentleman who called and said that you guys have been seeing each other for a few months now, and you just kind of went cold turkey on him. Are you familiar with a John?
I was hoping you said any name but that. Yeah.
Well, John decided to call us this morning, share a few words and his thoughts and his concerns, and we decided that we would give you a call to let you know that he was concerned.
He's concerned.
He is. He said that he is looking for you and he wants you guys to be together.
Really? Did he tell you why I stopped calling him and curved him?
No.
Not exactly. He's alluding to the fact that he does not know.
He doesn't. That's probably even crazier. Well, since he called y'all, basically, you know, we've been dating for a while. And don't get me wrong, he is super sweet. He's a nice guy. He's educated. He has a good job. You know, he's not bad looking. However, I don't even know where to start. This fool. Okay, so what brought it about is we went on a trip. We went to Panama City in Florida, right?
Okay.
And I'm taking all of these pictures, and I'm smiling. I got this $200 bathing suit I done ordered. I got all of these cute cover-ups.
Girl, what happened?
Next,
you was looking good. We got it.
I'm looking at the pictures when we get to the room, girl, and as I'm smiling, I'm doing all these poses. All he got is pictures of my feet. Feet in the sand. Feet in the jacuzzi. Feet in the...
You lying.
Girl, feet walking.
So
feet at the restaurant.
Okay, so... Okay. So is he a bad picture taker? Are you telling me that he...
Well, I asked him, I said, why don't you have my face? Why don't you have these braids I just put in my hair? Why do you have his feet? And he said, I'm addicted to feet.
You're lying.
I'm thinking he's joking. So it was like, oh, this is a joke, right? You about to just laugh or something. He did not laugh. So that night, I started noticing, like, okay, foreplay. He's like, I told you I like feet. I want to just suck on your toes. So I'm thinking that's normal. Girl, 20 minutes later, he's still sucking on the toes.
Girl!
So after the 20 minutes of sucking, I was like, okay, I thought he was going to play with it a little bit. He's got globs of spit dripping down my toes. I mean, it was so nasty. And I was like, you know what? This is nasty. I don't like it.
Right.
So he was like, well, you haven't tried it. I said, I've tried it and I don't like it. It's not sexy. I'm turned off. Don't do it again.
Right.
I thought it would just be just as simple as that. I get up in the middle of the night. I'm about to go to the bathroom. I wake up. This fool got my feet in his mouth and he sleeps.
Wait, what?
So I feel like you raping my feet or what? I mean, this is just weird. I mean, I had to text my girlfriend from the bathroom. Like, girl, you won't believe this. And they cracked up laughing and they think it's funny. But I'm like, no, this is serious.
So wait a minute.
Your girlfriend laughing because they'll take it any day.
I wouldn't take no feet sucking.
It's some women that love to see me suck their toes.
Okay.
Right now.
Interesting. Now let's get back to our real situation. So, Caroline, we didn't tell you this part. But we do have John. Your infamous feet sucking man on the phone.
No, no, you didn't say that.
You got excited. You got excited.
John.
Now, I know you're not about to get on this radio and embarrass me because I have shared something with you that I have a passion about. Okay? My fetish happens to be some nice, lovely, freshly painted toes. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I've had people suck on my toes for a minute or two. I get that. I've even had somebody put my feet in wine and rose petals. I get that. But at the end of the day, what you're doing is just too far. Because you didn't even know, but I'm just going to let you know now. I went in your phone the last day I said I'm not calling you no more, I went in your phone just to see what you had going on, just to see if there's some other fetishes I don't know about. And I'm seeing that you have a whole Instagram based on people DMing you their feet. So I'm like, this
Hold on.
Freak.
Wait, what?
It's not just my feet he likes. He wants women's feet online.
Caroline.
And he pay for it.
What?
If you saw my catalog and you know what I like, why didn't you just say add me to it? We could have tried something different.
Because she's not into it, John. I don't think she's into it. Do you think maybe that now that you know just how much she does not like it, you could stop and get her back? Or is that a deal breaker, her not being into the feet thing?
No, because as soon as another girl walk by with better looking feet, my eyes gonna wander.
Oh, hell to the no. J.O. All
right, listen. So I take it you're not gonna give him a second chance, huh?
Hell no. That's weird.
Well, on behalf of 1-800-Bethune Law Firm, they won't be getting this $100. But Atlanta, y'all can call us up and let's talk about this fetish, man. These foots all in John's mouth. 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. Streets 945.